would see their economies crippled by a cutoff in energy supply.
People watching Obama's speech on the Middle East at the U.S. Embassy in Cairo, where a staunch U.S. ally was toppled just a few months ago. Local resident Sahar Mohammed says Obama has failed to offer any change in America's policy towards the Middle East.
Even when he talks about the revolution, I can't see anything from his speech bringing any support to us as Egyptians.
The Yemenis, who have staged a popular revolt against their longtime ruler, Ali Abdullah Saleh, also viewed Obama's speech with skepticism.
Obama didn't take a clear-cut stand when we were suffering from these repressive regimes. Now he's trying to make up for his silence, for all those years of injustice that these nations suffered.
The key part of the U.S. president's remarks was about the issue of Palestine. His remarks drew mixed reactions from both the Palestinians and the Israelis.
We reiterate that Palestinian reconciliation is an internal Palestinian concern and that the negotiations with the occupation have proven to be futile. And Hamas will not recognize the Israeli occupation under any condition.
People in the occupied West Bank and the Gaza Strip rejected the speech.
Until now, we are unable to live properly, buy a house or have a home because we are refugees, land that Israelis are living on. Land occupied in 1948 is our land. It is land that our parents and grandparents still have proof of ownership for.
Fortunately, speeches, especially those of American leaders, are repetitive. Promises are made, but execution on the ground does not happen. They also use a policy of prolongation and giving opportunities to Israel in order for them to achieve what they want on the ground. On Palestinian land, Judaization of the land and expanding settlements.
Israel too must act boldly to advance.
And Israel rejected Obama's calls for Tel Aviv to return to the 1967 borders, despite the U.S. president's assurances that Washington is fully committed to Israel's security. It remains to be seen what Obama's speech was meant to achieve. But one thing is for sure, it failed to present a practicable formula for solving a growing number of challenges facing the Middle East.